Okay. I'll take mine off then and keep it to keep it equal.
Cool. Thank you again for taking some time to
Yeah,
chat to
glad we
me.
could finally connect.
The whole time difference, time clock's changing, just completely threw me.
Yeah, no,
Normally I'd know exactly.
it threw me off too. I was, yeah, it's I'm not a huge fan.
How's your day been?
Pretty good. Yeah. Fairly busy, but in a good way. How about yourself?
Yeah, the same, very busy. We had to do a fake interview today for a module for university.
Oh, really?
It was a bit odd, yeah. Like
How's
a
that? How does that work?
It's like a fake job interview, so there was like a panel of like three people and we were meant to apply for a certain job. Yeah, and then go through it. It was a bit odd, really. Because we knew who they were just our lecturers, so it wasn't like a real
Right.
job situation, really.
Right. Interesting.
But there we go. So would you like me to explain my dissertation to you just so you understand
Yeah.
exactly what it is?
That would be great.
Cool. So it's on viral audio and it's looking at what makes a piece of audio viral, can it go viral, and then what in other pieces of audio, what sort of stuff do other pieces of audio do that have gone viral or gone moderately viral and try and replicate that. So I've come up with five kind of points which I think a piece of audio has in it for it to go viral or to be popular, and then I've made a piece of audio that has all those things in. I'm going to put it out into the world and monitor how it does. And kind of hopefully it does something.
Interesting.
Otherwise, I've not wasted my time, but it's an interesting either way, I think.
That's great. So what are the 5 points?
So I've put them as be short and easily digested, so under 2 minutes in length, and easy to kind of take in as an average consumer. Have a snappy title and a strong image, which I think is quite important. So make it quite visual, make it kind of enticing with a title and a really strong image. Have some kind of humor to it, whether it's humor in terms of laughing at someone because they've made an idiot of themselves, or humor because it's a joke, or humor because it's done in a funny way. Works better as audio than text, photo or video. So something that can only really work in audio form, or works so much better in audio form that people are going to want to seek it out and listen to it rather than watch a video of it, watch a, a photo, or see a photo with it written on, with a text written on, or read something about it. And then my final point is being pushed to an initial audience. So from what I've looked at, it doesn't really seem like a piece of audio grows from some person who posts it who has like 200 followers. It always seems to have kind of at least some kind of audience that are interested in the content already, or interested in that type of content to help it grow.
Right. Interesting. Cool. Yeah, I mean, those seem like the right ones.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear like what you've been finding around the technology problem and how you can't really listen. There's no YouTube or
Yeah.
solution for or Instagram. Like there's no there are lots of different ways you can do it, but it's not one or two universal solutions. Have you sort of done any research into that or found any potential solutions?
Yeah, so I work for a company called Audio Boom, and they're kind
Oh,
of
yeah.
trying to do that at the moment with their audio players because they're quite embeddable into Facebook and Twitter. And they're kind of trying to pull stuff out. And I had an interview with one of their staff members who sent me a load of stuff that they had that had gone viral in their eyes. And then there was also, I read a really interesting article the other day. I can't remember what the station was now. I want to say it was the one over there, over in the States, like W something. They'd
Oh
make these
yeah,
thing called
NYC.
audiograms. Yeah, WNYC, that was it. The audiogram. Did you see that? The
Yep, I
audiograms?
did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of, I've talked a little bit about that, because they seem quite interested in what that's all about. The kind of yeah, the way that's done.
That's
So yeah,
cool.
they're
Yeah.
the two main ones. Yeah.
So, if you have any questions for me, like, I mean, I can actually give you a little bit of background on sort of like where we are. And I assume you saw the two things I wrote over the past few years.
That
right?
was my first question, was kind of how has it gone? Because that was about a year ago you posted the most recent one, right. I think, wasn't it?
So, roughly it was. It was about a year ago. So we're at the point now where we have, I feel like we've laid a lot of groundwork around, like, investigating the problems around this or the some of the characteristics of what social audio looks like, and we definitely hit the point where the technology was really a big stopping point for us to kind of feel like we've a pretty good handle on like the content and what works. What really works is more of a matter of technology and workflow for us, and like how can you get those really great moments and get them to reach as many people as possible in the social space. And so we've done a couple things. We ran this experiment with Facebook audio. I don't know if you were able to. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I think so. I think I read about that.
Like in December or January?
Yes, no, I did read about that, yeah.
Let me send you a link in case you didn't. I'll send it. So someone on my team ran this experiment where it was only NPR and you know, the Serial podcast?
Yes.
The only two organizations that have access to this, news organizations that have access to this audio card. And it's basically like you can, if you have an audio story, you can create a card on Facebook so that people can listen to audio right in their news feed.
Yeah.
As opposed to clicking through into something else. And it's a Facebook created thing. So we did this experiment where every day for the month of January we posted a few of these things, and we're still going through the results right now of sort of how that went, and hopefully going to be, once we've gone through them, going to share some of that, sort of the findings. It's still a fairly small sample size. So that's one place that we've been working. But a lot of the work we're doing now is really focused on the technology, and it's interesting. I think that's where a lot of people's heads are at now. Like, there are a few projects that I know about out there that are doing the same thing. Did you hear about This American Life is building something?
No, I didn't. I haven't caught that.
You know This American Life?
Yeah,
podcast?
Yeah, I love This American Life.
So, here, I'm going to send you another link. Oops. Hold on a sec. There we go. So, This American Life got this Knight Foundation grant to build some kind of social audio tool. I'm going to send you that.
Thank you.
And then there's also, do you know the company Audible?
Yes, I know Audible.
Audible just yesterday announced their own tool thingy that that they've developed. And then you know about the WMIC.
Yeah, the audiograms things.
Audiogram. Have you also seen their app, Anchor?
No, I haven't.
That's another one. So it's like, this is definitely where a lot of the attention is. Is like, people, I think, you know, haven't completely figured out the sort of, like, we don't, like the content part of it is not 100% figured out, but I think there's been enough, you know, a lot of experimenting in that space that people have kind of gotten to the same point that we got to about several months ago, where we're like, okay, there's something needs to be done that's really tech driven that can allow people to just enable this to happen. So that's to me, like, so there's, let's see, one, so you've got the Facebook audio thing, that's one. You've got the This American Life thing. You've got Audible, WMIC, and there are others. Those are just sort of the most recent ones. So there's like four different tools that are designed to help people share audio, which is super interesting.
Why do you think so many companies are trying to do this?
I think because that to me is the biggest unknown. Like, if you have a lot of great audio content, like trying to find something that people will really that will resonate with people and become shareable, it's not easy, but it's easier than actually making it a reality. So because there isn't anything like YouTube or Instagram that exists for audio, I think a lot of people are seeing this as technology being like the right now the biggest reason why it doesn't happen. Like not having, whether it's like a journalist or a producer or whatever, or a just an average person, there's no one easy way to do it. And so I think people are feeling like if they can solve that could potentially push social audio into becoming like a reality, a real thing, that, you know, potentially lots of people are doing. I think that's why, that's sort of where people are focused on, what people are focused on right now. And we also have, you know, I didn't mention NPR One, our audio app, which if you're not aware, let me send you a link. This is our newest app, which is still in beta.
Cool.
This is a huge opportunity too for this stuff, because this is it's like a fully personalized streaming and on-demand app that could be a potential space for social audio.
Yeah, and I've been kind of, it's been hammered into me or a lot of the time. I go to loads of talks around here, and a lot of radio stations in the UK in particular are saying, still saying that visualization is the future of radio and all this. Why do you think audio's been neglected for so long in terms of finding a real social? Because social networks have been, Twitter's 10 years old, for example. These networks have been here. Why has it been taken so long for everyone to kind of catch up and say, oh, actually, the actual audio content we make could actually do the same as the video stuff we're doing?
That's a really good question. I think because one reason maybe because everyone was so focused on telling stories in a visual way, even if you're, you know, even if at the core you're an audio driven company, there's such an emphasis on, in addition to the audio work, making stuff visual, because that was like proven to work. And then I don't know, I at some point, and maybe it was the explosion in popularity of podcasts that got people thinking more and more about this, that may have been the thing that has driven people to put more effort into this. But it's a good question.
I think it's the one I'm trying to find the answer to.
I don't know. I, back when I started researching this stuff, which was in 2000. Uh, 2013, I believe. Wait, that's not right. 2013 or 2014. I remember that we Googled, we were doing research and we Googled how can audio go viral. And there was so little information out there that Google actually corrected the search and said, oh, you must mean video. There's like nothing. Yeah. And now, if you do that type of search, there's like so much out there right now. So certainly something changed. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what.
I've definitely noticed it with Serial in particular, because it kind of went so global in a way that nothing else has in terms of audio before, that a lot of people have now started listening to podcasts just because of that, and a lot of companies are kind of thinking, oh, actually, there might be something here we can make some money out of.
Right, right. No, I think that's accurate. What else can I tell you?
What are you doing at NPR to encourage people to listen to kind of clips of audio? Could you tell me a little bit about your early findings, if you can, about this experiment you did in January? What are you roughly seeing at the moment? If you take together what you've seen so far, what you see, and what do you think is going to be the results?
I can tell you sort of, I don't have any of the sort of the hard data, but I can tell you that, some of the interesting things and some of the problems, one of the biggest problems being like workflow, like still getting, let's say 30 seconds or a minute of audio out of a story and into some sort of tool, whether it's Facebook or something else, is just a clunky process. It takes a long time and it's not seamless. So that was one thing we learned. And then certainly just, I think a lot of it built on some of our previous findings, around just, you know, the types of audio that people really respond to. We couldn't really draw any like concrete conclusions from it. And I think the things that we'll probably end up sharing are going to be pretty mostly sort of, observations rather than concrete findings. So I don't have a lot of hard information for you, but I'd be happy to share it once it's through. And I also, someone on my team that led it, so I don't have sort of the summary of it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's fine. Do you think it's kind of a way that producers have been hardwired to work? Because a lot of the time you kind of make these 20-minute packages, but I suppose you're not really thinking about the sound bites. I don't do when I'm making a long piece. I don't always think about the sound bites or those little 30 seconds that are going to be, you know, I'm going to clip out for later. Do you think it's almost needs a change in attitude?
It's a good question. I mean, I think the lack of tools out there to even do this thing is why people don't really think much about it. Like, there's no, like, when someone's thinking about, yeah, you're right, if they're producing a story, they're producing a story for air, for broadcast or for a podcast or something else. And if they're posting something to Facebook, they're posting it. It's going to be a video or a text piece or an image. So there's, because there's no existence of these things, that it's, I think it's fair to say that people don't really think much about it. Yeah, you know.
And as part of my study, I did a kind of research into analyzing, just a really small research into what how much audio is out there